Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. I am Eric Kattershite, and I run a resort in Canada. And I'm here to share with you my trials and tribulations, as well as wins and successes. And this week, I'm going to share a massive fail with you, because I said I would. I said I would share with you my failures as well as my successes. So, I'm going to share with you something I tried and absolutely flopped at. And we'll get to that right after this.
Hey, my name is Eric Kattershite, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
Okay, so I promised you guys that I would share my marketing fails with you, and I had a big one a couple days ago. So here's where we're coming from. We really like to get feedback from our guests because I'm constantly trying to innovate. I shouldn't say me. Like, this isn't a me effort. This is a we effort. All of us at the resort are trying to innovate, come up with better ideas for just how we can serve families in a better way. And right now it is September with me recording this, end of September. And so we've just had the bulk of our season basically tail off here and finish. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to reach out to everyone that stayed with us this year. And I saw this as an opportunity to get feedback. And we've gotten really great feedback in the past. We've talked with our guests. We've gotten amazing ideas that we've been able to implement. And so I wanted to do that again. The difference this year was that I was not on site. And I guess more importantly, let's put it this way. More importantly, I didn't make an effort to go out and do what I normally do, which is every year, usually what I'll do is I'll go and I will walk around to our guests from cabin to cabin, and I'll bring bottles of wine, and I will basically, I'll tempt them with a bottle of wine, and I'll ask them, hey, is it cool if I sit down with you for a 5-10 minute conversation and just get a better understanding of kind of what your experience has been so far, and looking at what are some of their frustrations have been, and then also what would make this experience amazing for them. And my response rate on that has been 100%. So I was like, okay, great. Guests are, they're all about wanting to give us feedback. That's awesome. Now, I missed that this year, which is my bad, and I really shouldn't have, especially now that I'm in the position that I'm in. And so what I did is I decided, well, you know what? I mean, our guests have always been super open to giving feedback, super open to communication. What if I just emailed everyone that came and stayed with us this summer and asked them if they'd like to do this over the phone instead? And so I sent that email out a couple of days ago. And in the email, basically what I did is I first stated, hey, you know, we're trying to improve the resort. And we really want to make sure this experience is like the best it can be for you. So I'd love to hear from you, like some of your ideas and some of the challenges or frustrations you've had. And with that, we're going to implement what you're telling us. And so maybe next year when you come back, which a lot of them are coming back. So I thought a decent chunk of them are coming back. You'd think that that they'd want their input to be heard so that we could implement things. And I didn't give any kind of incentive. I wanted to test it and say, what if I don't tell them they're going to get a bottle of wine or a gift card or whatever. And it's just, basically it's just a conversation that's going to help them out when they return. And so I sent that email off. The call to action in the email was asking them to text my number and just say, text I'm in to this number. And then I would reach back out to them and engage in a call. And so I sent that email off. That was a couple days ago now. And We can track. We can see on our end, like, whether the email's being opened or not. Email's definitely being opened, but nobody has replied to it. Nobody's taken action on it. And that was a complete flop on my end. Big mistake, I guess. But you learn these things. So what I discovered in this process is don't email. First of all, don't email everyone, which I already kind of knew. Like, usually when I test emails, I don't email everyone on the list. I usually will take 10% of the list, email it out to them, and see what kind of response rate I get. If I get zero response, then I go back to the drawing board. In this case, I think I was a little bit too confident. I sent it out to the entire list. I got zero responses. And now, what does that mean? It kind of means I burned my list. It means that I can't really go back to them with a, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I can, but it's not as easy to go back to them and have that same ask. So what would I do differently? Well, I'd say if I could really go back, first and foremost, I go back to the system that's always worked for us, which is just asking them while they're actually at the resort. What would I do differently if I was going to do it in an email? I would actually cut the email way down, and I think I would just make it one line. I think I would, I'd reach out to them in an email, and that one line for me would just be, hey, I'd love to get some feedback from you about your experience with us this summer. Would it be okay if I gave you a call? So they basically have to opt out as opposed to opt in. And I think that's what I would do differently if I had to do it again. Unfortunately, I burned my entire list, so I won't have the opportunity of doing it. But if I had to, that's what I would experiment with is, hey, I'd just love to hear from you about your experience this summer. Would it be okay if I gave you a call? As opposed to the, I think, 3 or 4 paragraph email that I sent them, trying to detail everything that we were trying to do and some of the ideas we were already getting and getting them excited about this project. That clearly did not work for us. So don't do that. If you're listening to this, and you want to get feedback from your guests, well, I've basically told you how not to do it. So if you do want feedback and you're listening to this and it's, you're in your peak season, go and just ask them in person and give them a little gift to say thank you. If you're going to email, I don't know what the results would be, but if I was going to email, that's the line I would send out there is just, hey, do you mind if I call you? That's it. That's all I got for you. That's my epic fail for the week. I just wanted to share it with you guys. Hopefully that helps, you, if you're listening to this, by following in my footsteps and making the same mistake. Anyway, hope you guys have a great week, and I will, I'll see you in the next episode. I guess I don't really see you guys, do I? I will join you on the next episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. If you're getting anything out of this, go ahead, leave me a review. It really helps the podcast, but really it helps me just understand, you know, whether you're getting anything out of this. Honestly, go leave me however you feel about this podcast. If you think it sucks, then go and leave me a 2-star. If you think it's great, leave me a 5-star. If I'm getting a ton of 2-stars, that means I got to pick up the pace. I got to up my game, you know, which is good. That's fair. So let me know whether you're getting anything out of this. And then if you want more, I don't know, tidbits of information, I shouldn't say I don't know because I do know. If you want more tidbits of information, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, and you'll continue to get notified every time a new podcast comes out, which right now is once a week and might be coming out more often than that in the near future. All right. Cheers. Have a great day, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Hey guys, so I just wanted to follow up on the epic feedback fail. I thought I'd completely failed, and it turns out there's a failure, but then there was also a win out of that. So what happened was I put a link in the email to click to get back to us, and I thought I'd put a hyperlink in there, but I completely missed it. I didn't. And so no one was getting back to me. And I could see that people were trying to click on it, but that link was going nowhere. And so I thought, oh, well, people are clicking on this, but they're just not interested. I don't know. I was thinking it wasn't going anywhere because I was an idiot about it. Should have looked deeper into it. And then despite that, we actually had people, quite a few people that did the workaround and found an alternative email address for us and got back to us with ideas for feedback. And we got some really amazing feedback ideas. So despite everything
And despite me thinking I completely failed, which I did to some degree, I didn't test the system, which is rule number one. If you're going to systemize anything, is test the system. And I didn't do it. So learn from my mistake. But we did get actually some amazing feedback, and we got quite a bit of it. So overall, if you were listening to that episode, go ahead, ask your audience what they want, what they're looking for, because that's constantly a win for us. But make sure that you test the system before you deploy it. All right, that's all I got for you guys this week. Hope you have a fantastic week. And as always, I'm looking for feedback. So give me a rating. Let me know what you think. Also, we've got an email address, so you can write in if you have any questions or anything that you want me to answer. I'll answer them on the podcast. You can write in to support@tourismmarketingmastery.com, and I'll get those emails and I'll get back to you. All right. Cheers. I hope you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. And next week, I've got a really epic episode for you. So stay tuned. It's about the booking launch. It's something that has not been tried, as far as I know, in tourism. It's an experiment, and we've had some really interesting results with it that I'm sure are going to be very, very useful to you. All right. We'll see you guys next week.